Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
As we move into the 7 o'clock hour here, it's the Christian Arcan Show, WEEI. We are live in our Brighton studios, powered by Verizon. We are Boston Sports Original, and along with Boston, we're also coming to you live from Portland and Saco, Upper Valley, Keene, Brattleboro, Springfield, Worcester, Providence, Cape Cod, and the Islands. And if you're not in any of those places, you can stream WEEI anytime on the Odyssey app, as well as the iHeartRadio and TuneIn apps. You can also listen to all the Christian Arcan Show podcasts on Apple, Spotify, or wherever it is that you get your podcasts. Okay, we spent the whole first hour on the Red Sox and a little bit on driving in Connecticut, which, again, I have a lot of love in my heart for Connecticut and the people who live there, but I hate driving there. I hate it. What I want to talk about now is the Patriots and the latest that we're hearing from training camp. I also want to get into this ESPN article about the most valuable players on every team in the league, including the Patriots. I thought it was very interesting. But first, let's start with some of the news of the last couple of days. We haven't had a lot of opportunities, not since Thursday, to really dive into what's going on at camp. So here's what it seems like are the main headlines. Number one is that injuries are piling up in the secondary. Christian Gonzalez, Carlton Davis. You got Bradbury, the new center. He's out. Morgan Moses also out. So the secondary and the offensive line, two pretty important areas there for this team. Already you're starting to see some guys getting banged up. And it is a million degrees out there. I get it. It's, you know, very early on in the process. I'm not going to freak out about it too much, but it is something to keep an eye on, absolutely. The wide receiver room, which I think is about as important of a story and a narrative as there is with this team this year and in the preseason and everything else. Last year, it was all about Drake May and his development, and is he the guy, and is he going to be, you know, worth investing in and keeping around, and, you know, is this someone that's going to get a fifth-year option picked up and blah, 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 blah. Like, that was sort of what we were, the type of conversations we were having last year, and the wide receiver room was secondary to that, and also everyone knew that the room last year was just terrible. This year, you can't say it's terrible. You can't say a room with Diggs in it is terrible. Maybe he won't be what we expected, but you can't say terrible. And Kayshon Boutte so far in camp has been awesome. Diggs has been very good. Boutte has been very good. Everybody else, Kyle Williams has made some plays here and there. Javon Baker has made some plays here and there. Kendrick Bourne I haven't heard much about. Jalen Polk, did he actually make it out onto the field? I think he finally has, right? So we'll see if he starts making any noise or not. There's the little kid there, little guy Chisholm, who I've heard is not doing much. But number one, Diggs playing well and looking like a leader out there on the field is a very welcome development for that room. I think that is a case of a potential veteran superstar raising all the boats with the tide, you know, like I think that that's a real thing. You start having to pay extra special attention to Steph Diggs, and all of a sudden that opens things up for other guys, other wide receivers. You have not had a guy like that in many, many years. Julian Edelman, you can say, was the last guy like that. I'd go even further back. Gronkowski, maybe. I mean, like, that's, you know, that's sort of what I think of when I think of those type of guys. Guys who take up that sort of attention, and you can't leave them single covered. Naturally, that's going to open things up for other people. Steph Diggs, along with being a playmaker in his own right, I think is going to get that kind of attention when teams play the Patriots, and I think that's going to be great news for people like Kayshon Boutte, people like Pop Douglas, et cetera, et cetera. And Boutte already has been a standout among the wide receivers. According to every single report I've seen, he's out there making big catches, and him and Diggs look like the class of that room so far. Then there's Drake May, who I consider to be near the top of every single one of these topics. Even when it comes to wide receivers, it's all about how they interact with Drake May. Drake May is still kind of the specter hovering over all of this, and everything that is good or bad that happens is kind of reflected through Drake May in some way. As far as the offense is concerned, anyway, defense, whatever. Unless they're, you know, he's throwing a million picks or something, I guess, in camp, then I guess you could say that. But I do think that when you look at a second-year guy like May, a guy who showed so much potential, so much promise, but also clearly had some flaws that needed to be worked on. A season like this is a real crossroads. Early on in the career for a crossroads like this, but you've seen good quarterbacks have good rookie years and then never really get back to that goodness that you saw their rookie year ever again. And if you need a reminder, how about the last Patriots quarterback before Drake May? Pretty good rookie year. Not a good career. I think that Drake May is head and shoulders better than Mac Jones. I think he's a better athlete. I think he has a better arm. I think he's smarter. I think he's less, emotional. And I think that he already relates better to his teammates than Mac ever did. And all that's nice. But if you can't go out there and execute, and if you're still making the same kind of mistakes you made last year, and if you're still throwing a lot of interceptions, then that's going to be a problem. However, what I'm hearing about today in particular was that Josh McDaniels has Drake May out there running around. And not just running around scrambling. Designed runs. Designed, you get the snap, you take off, and you run with it. Not bootleg this way, and if the play breaks down, you take off and run. No. We're talking Josh Allen, Cam Newton, design, Kyler Murray, like design runs. That's what's happening here. And Jalen Hurts, I'm here for it. I'm here for it. I don't think there's any reason to go away from that with this guy. I don't. I think that is a potential weapon that you have. I don't think it's something you should beat to death. I mean, don't be out there throwing him into the line every down. But I think the potential of Drake May, and not it being, because last year, every time Drake May or Jacoby Brissett took off running, they were running for their lives. There wasn't a lot of pretext to it. Okay, they were doing it because they had to do it. The line was breaking down. They had to move, and Drake May, you know, had some great runs doing that, and he also took some big hits. But if you can bottle that up and give it to someone like Josh McDaniels and have him use it as a potential weapon, I'm into that. I think that's smart. I think that is a smart move. Because that's one thing you know works on this team. I think that we can all agree that Diggs and Hunter Henry and Austin Hooper and Kayshon Boutte, at the very least, those four guys, you know, work in this offense. You know they're not, I guess you don't know that about Diggs. But you know that Henry does, you know that Hooper does, and you know that Boutte does, all to varying extents. I'm very confident Diggs will as well. And Pop Douglas, I think, can be functional in the offense. I don't know if he can be a super reliable guy. I guess we'll all find out about him together this year. I'd like to see him do that. I like Pop Douglas. But I wasn't super impressed with his performance last year. I thought Boutte clearly passed him. And I think that Boutte is probably going to be your number two wide receiver this year. That is not exactly a star-studded name or anything. But I think that he developed some real chemistry last year with Drake May, probably more so than any other receiver in that room, than Polk, than Douglas, than anybody really at all. I think the best wide receiver QB connection last year was May and Boutte, and I don't think there was really a whole lot of close seconds. So I'm glad to see that he's continuing that. I'm glad to see that that's something that you can look ahead to. I remember with Mac Jones, Jacoby Myers was his guy. And then Jacoby Myers was gone. Jacoby Myers was out the door. Sorry, Mac, but we think you'll be fine without him. And, oh, by the way, here's a couple of defensive coordinators to run the offense. How's that grab you? You know, like that type of thing. So, you know, like, and I know Myers left after that, but still, it's just it was an unfortunate sequence of events. And it looks like Kayshon Boutte is not going to be going down that path, and I think that's great. I wanted to talk about the improvement of Will Campbell, as there were a lot of reports yesterday that Campbell had a great day, that after a couple...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose.
So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
The shaky practices, it looked like he was really coming into his own there on the edge, stopping guys, not getting pushed over very much, etc. And then I find out today he was getting smacked around and had a very uneven day. So there you go. I'd say those are probably the four main topics that that I was most interested in. The injuries, Kayshon Boutte, Drake May, and Will Campbell. It's really, to me this year, it's about the offense. I want the defense to get better, but I'm pretty confident that they will. The biggest unknown right now is what this offense can be, what it's evolving into, and how these new players are going to fit in. And I think that in the case of someone like Will Campbell in particular, there is so much pressure on this kid. And with injuries already on the offensive line, even more so. Andy Hart the other day, I thought, had a take that a lot of people got mad at. Tommy Kern, very mad about it, telling Jones and Keefe that it's the kind of stupidity you can get from 2 to 6 or whatever it is he said. Pretty good slam. But I didn't think it was a crazy take that he had. I saw Jerry Thornton. Oh, what do you mean? It's the worst. Last year was the worst offensive line ever, and now they got Moses, and now they got Bradbury, and they drafted this kid to be the left tackle. And I look at all that, and I say, well, yeah, on paper, sure. On paper, they probably should be better, but you don't play the games on paper. And, you know, not for nothing, but no one expected Chukwuma Okorafor last year to quit 2 games into the season. That was your starting tackle last year. And everyone thought, oh, he'll be fine. He was on the Pittsburgh Steelers. Like, this is a guy, he'll be, you know, we've seen him before. He'll be good. I don't know if Morgan Moses is any good. I don't know if he's got anything left in the tank so far. Looks like maybe kind of not. I mean, you know, it's early to say something like that, but he hasn't exactly torn it up in practice, and now he's injured. I don't know if Will Campbell's ready to be a starting left tackle in the National Football League. I don't know that. You don't know that either. So, you know, I don't think it's a guarantee he's going to be better than whoever they were trotting out there last year, Vidarian Lowe, et cetera. I think he should be, but I don't think it's a guarantee. I don't think it's a guarantee that you upgraded at center. The center's injured right now. There, you know, I think that was a reasonable take by Andy. Maybe a little bit on the extreme side, but not, you know, not like a crazy over the towel, my God, what are you talking about? It's still not a great offensive line. And there's the possibility that with all these new players, they don't connect right away and they actually get worse. That's possible. And if what he's seeing so far is is a group that doesn't look as good as it did last year, I mean, that's something to compare it to. Here I am defending Andy Hart. What's wrong with me? 617-779-7937. Nick is in New Hampshire. Hi, Nick.
Hey, Arkan.
Yes.
I think you do a great job.
Well, thanks,
seriously.
Thank
I
you.
Do. Appreciate However, it. I have a pet peeve, and Paucity brought up my pet peeve with you.
Oh.
You're a smart guy. I know you're a smart guy. Yeah. But you keep saying et cetera. It's E-T, et, like Tom.
Et cetera.
E-T, cetera.
I say et cetera. Latin. I don't say et cetera.
Oh, that's what I hear, and I'm not deaf.
All right, well, listen, Nick, apologies all around. I will work on that. Et cetera. Do I say et cetera? Maybe I do say et cetera. Et cetera. Yeah, you're right. It's et cetera, not et cetera. All right, Nick, fair point. I'll work on that. I don't like to upset people. And that is true. That is not how you pronounce that word. Et cetera. We're getting very word of the day dictionary on the show tonight. I don't know why. Paucity, et cetera, like, whatever. Very English major show tonight. 617-779-7937. We got Tom King of the Nashua Telegraph. He's going to join me at 7:30. Looking forward to that. But first, wanted to just briefly touch on this ESPN piece about the most valuable players on each team. And when you say most valuable players, it's not like who's going to win the MVP or anything like that, but it's Bill Barnwell. And the question is, if you were to float any of these guys in a trade, what would they get? What would you get back in return for these players? Who has players that could bring a big return back in a trade? And here's what he wrote about the Patriots. For Drake May, he could get 2 first-round picks. Says the offense was sometimes geared more towards its quarterback keeping it alive than trying to score points. May's athleticism and ability to create within the structure of the offense from the pocket played through. He would have been the number one pick if it was last year. That's true. 1 first-round pick and more. The only player on the roster with that type of value, according to Barnwell, is Christian Gonzalez. He says injuries are the only reason opposing teams would hesitate to deal for him. 1 first-round pick. How about tackle Will Campbell? Barnwell says, I would typically peg a rookie top 5 pick as being worth something more than a first-rounder, especially playing at a premium position, but there were teams around the league who were worried about Campbell's ability. And then missing out, Barnwell says, there's a massive gap between the top 3 and the rest of the roster, which was shored up by a significant spending spree in free agency this offseason. There were plenty of teams interested in Milton Williams, but at $26 million per season, no franchise would give up a first on top of a massive salary for a guy who was a great rotation defender for the Eagles. Christian Barmore was a young building block for the Patriots, but after signing a 4-year, $83 million deal, he missed most of the season with blood clots. New England will hope that he's healthy and on the field this season, but there's a level of uncertainty about his future. So your 3 most valuable players, according to Barnwell, in the trade market, Drake May, Christian Gonzalez, and Will Campbell, with Milton Williams and Christian Barmore not quite in that ballpark. But in terms of value, what they're getting paid, what they would get back in a trade, those are your 3 guys. And I thought that's interesting because one of them's a complete unknown. One of them is a quarterback who had a good rookie year, not a great one. And the other's Christian Gonzalez, who I think is maybe the biggest enigma on this roster right now. And I think Gonzalez has a chance to be an all-time great Patriot. I do. I think he's that talented to be an all-time red jacket type of Patriot. I believe that. But torn labrum in his rookie year, another injury again here. I'm not sure that Christian Gonzalez has established himself as good around the league as we think he is. It's not out there yet. It's not on film yet. Like, you've seen him make some big plays. You've seen him have good games. But you have still seen a pretty incomplete picture of what he is and what he can be. And the torn labrum thing in his rookie year was a real bummer. And he had a nice bounce back season last year. But that was, again, on a 4-win team and on a pretty bad defense. And I'm very interested in seeing what he develops into. 617-779-7937. Let's go ahead and take a break here as we continue with our Patriots conversation. Tom King of the Nashua Telegraph is going to join me here in about 8 minutes. First, here's Thomas to get you caught up on what's trending.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.